next guest has a story I think is going to interest a lot of us. Now, he works in the film and television industry as a location scout. And I don't know, have you ever looked around your home and thought, I got a pretty cool place here. Well, stay tuned because we're going to find out if you can potentially list your place to be on TV. He's worked on Baby Teeth, Mad Max, The Great Gatsby. But what exactly does a location scout do? It's like who briefs who to come up with the starring backgrounds and locations in the shows that we watch. And like I said, what about listing your property to be in a film or an ad? Because there can be some money to be made, but there's probably also downsides as well. Well, to find out more, we're joined by location scout James Doherty. James, welcome to The Daily. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
No worries. So just where are you exactly today?
Today we are shooting a handball tournament in La Perouse Public School. We've got about a dozen kids running around, all with handballs, facing each other off. Things are getting quite heated on the court.
I'm picturing like dodgeball scenes in my head.
There is a lot of yelling and screaming and a lot of foul play, but it's all a bit of good fun.
I love it. Okay, so what exactly does a location scout do? How does the process work?
Well, we're given a brief or a script that we read through, and reading through the script, it's my job to find a range of options for the director and the creative team to choose from. So for instance, if it's a house, I need to go and find a dozen houses that sort of fit the profile that they want. If it's a house with a pool, I'll approach all the different houses with pools and put them forward to be selected.
And how are you finding those houses with pools? Are you literally on like Google Earth?
Google Earth, Apple Maps, Six Maps. There's a whole range of different maps that I go and use. But yes, essentially, it is looking through the internet and then making that approach and door knocking and introducing myself and going from there.
Oh, how funny. And so you literally like, so what do people say when you knock on their door and go, hey, I'd like to come and potentially film in your place?
Well, it's often it's like I feel like I'm a bit of a salesman going door to door, but I take a knock on the door and I try and put it into three sentences, and I always start off with, "Hey, I've got a really odd proposition for you," and immediately from that reaction, I can gauge whether or not they're like sort of interested to hear it or they're just ready to just shut the door, and I explain that I'm working with a production company or with a TV network, and that really sort of puts into perspective for them, and we go from there.
And so I'm guessing you have a bit of a database of properties in your mind that you go, okay, that after reading the brief, the house over on Jones Street would work well for that. Is that the case, or are you having to find new ones all the time?
It's a bit of a 50-50. When I read a brief, I will just go scan the mental database. So I'll go through the places I've been in the past, you know, 5 years and think this could work, this venue, this sports house, this town hall could work for this. And then for the more residential properties, it's often, you know, you go through that database again, but it's often we start from scratch again to find exactly what the creative team are looking for.
I'm guessing you've been in some pretty awesome locations. Tell us about one of the like most mind-blowing houses you've been in.
Oh, there was one time I managed to get into some pretty neat properties in Vaucluse, one of the premium suburbs in Sydney overlooking the harbour. But I think the most exciting one that I got to go, was fortunate enough to go to check out, was underneath Martin Place. There's a whole additional train platforms to check out. And there's all these tunnels that run the length of the city, which are closed off to the public. And I got to see a bunker from World War II. and along the tunnel track, there were all these gravings of all these etchings on the wall of these soldiers who built this bunker.
Oh, wow.
That was pretty cool.
Oh, that is really cool. Oh, my God, that is really cool. And then how do you get permission? Like, are you contacting the council and they're giving you permission to go into there?
Absolutely. That was more in having a relationship with the New South Wales Trains Authority.
Yeah, right.
But more often than not, like, our first step is creating that dialogue with the council and ensuring what we're doing is fine by them. Like, you know, we're not doing anything outrageous. Often we park a lot of our crew park on the streets, and we seek permission for that. And with their blessing, then we go forward and we film in a public space or even a private space.
And if someone does want to list their house, or they think, I've got a pretty cool backyard that could potentially be used for, you know, suburban filming, how do they go about listing that, or what do they do?
Homeowners can approach location managers like myself. And the way that people contact me is through my website, jameslocations.com. But you can, if you Googled location scout or location manager and film shoots, you would come up with a list of quite a few people in Sydney that operate as a location scout.
Okay. And then, so obviously you get paid for that, but what are the downsides?
The downsides for a location manager is quite a lot of driving and quite a lot of long hours. Pretty well, I've got this rule that every job that I do, I have to get some sort of fine for overstaying my parking.
Parking?
it goes part and parcel with it. Downsides for a homeowner we often have quite a few number of people on set. We might have about 20 to 30. And so one thing that some homeowners can be shocked at is the amount of people that we have in their home. But with
and
that,
Are they using their toilet?
We do come, we're like a circus. We bring our own catering and our own toilet.
Oh, okay.
Yes, we do. If it is proximity, then yes, if it's in close proximity,
there
yes,
is a potential someone will use your toilet.
Yes, but in saying that, we do come through with cleaners and give the whole house a bit of a clean.
Okay, cool. And one of your most recent projects was Baby Teeth. Tell us about working on that, because it cleaned up at the Actors.
It was a fantastic job to work on. There was a brief where I had to find a house that was had some pretty cool architecture, and I wasn't quite sure as to how to go about that. But with a bit of direction from the creative team, I ended up filming in a Harry Seidler house.
Amazing!
Which was quite exciting. And with that, you know, we filmed on the train station. We filmed in a restaurant, and I had to find a pretty cool rooftop that overlooked Sydney as well. So there was quite a bit of excitement scouting on that job, trying to find different and distinct styles.
James, thank you so much for all of that information. I mean, I think it's a job we know exists, but you don't, like, obviously we all watch entertainment, so we all know that there are places that are scouted and found, but it's so interesting finding out how it all happens. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
It's been my pleasure.